Welcome back to Overdue. I'm Mrs. Watts, your Annex librarian.
And I'm Coach Hill, your main building librarian. In today's episode, we get ready for Halloween.
Episode, we decided to read some graphic novels.
It was fun. It was your idea.
It was. We had to do something festive. So I chose, actually one that you read last year, Pumpkinheads by Rainbow Rowell. And it was pretty good. It was like...
It's a fun read.
Yeah, it took like 20 minutes.
Yes.
It's very much lighthearted and festive.
Very
by
festive.
By all means.
Very festive.
It kind of makes me want to find like the setting in this book. Does that exist? Like that full?
I feel like it's not as intense, but like Shuckles over on whatever road like...
That's pretty close.
It's about as close as you're going to get.
Yes, it's true. No, it was really fun. I like the characters and I love the setting. You know, we joked at the Tassel conference about, you know, me being all things fall. And so I very much enjoyed all the fall in this book.
Yeah. It takes, we were debating whether or not it's a learned skill or a born skill, that you can match your outfit with the season.
Particularly.
Regardless of which it is, you've got it.
Thanks, man.
You've got
Appreciate
it.
Appreciate it. What book did you pick to read?
I read Joe Quinn's Poltergeist.
Just looking at the cover from here, it looks like something
David
I don't
Almond.
Think I could.
Yeah, the art was really cool. The art was, I guess mixed media is what you would call it.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just really cool. So it started out pretty creepy. There's this kind of weird kid, Joe, and he says there's a poltergeist at his house. And so they go over there and there's things flying around and, it's just kind of, it's weird. It's not scary. It's just weird. However, you kind of start to realize as you keep reading the book. So at some point the book kind of turns a little, and I'm, it almost seems like it's a bit autobiographical.
Okay.
It almost seems like the book becomes a big, like, I'm struggling to describe it like, who are we? What are we doing here? You know, we're all
like
just drops in the bucket. More of like, I don't know. It's weird.
But can't put words to it.
Really can't. Yeah. It just kind of, I feel like at least it just kind of took this turn. At some point, and you realize that this was not necessarily like a supposed to be a scary, creepy graphic novel.
Gotcha.
And instead, it almost seemed more like a something for the author. It almost seemed not cathartic. That seems a bit excessive or extreme, maybe. But I just really, you know, it's a super small book.
It
also took like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But within those 20 minutes, you realize that this was not some just like creepy Halloween novel.
Yeah.
It was a little bit bigger than that, maybe, is what I'm trying to say.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I feel like you did a much better job describing your book than I did.
I didn't.
So I'm going to give a little bit
words.
More feedback.
I stumbled over my words like 75 times.
But you gave a lot more detail. So I'm going to add to Pumpkinheads just to, you know, kind of match the caliber of the conversation that you've set here for us. Pumpkinheads is about these two high school seniors, and they've worked in like the corn maze or fall festival every year that they have been in high school. And so it's their last one, and they're feeling a little bit... I don't know. I don't think nostalgic's the right word. We're both stumbling with words.
It's kind of like a hard to say goodbye.
Yes, hard to say goodbye. And one of the characters has had this crush on a girl that he's never talked to, but they've worked together for 4 years. So his friend is like, tonight's the night. You're going to talk to this girl that you've been mooning over. So it's their little adventure, and they ended up experiencing more of this place that they love in one night than they did the whole 4 years that they were there. So it's a fun little adventure. So
it really is fun. It's just a fun book.
Yeah. Hopefully that adds a little bit more detail.
Yeah.
But we also chose, so to start the year, we have added tons of new books.
Yeah. Listen, we've talked about our collection at length here, mm-hmm. almost every episode, and about the large changes that we're making. And so I think this will just be a little bit more of that.
Yeah. So we've been processing all those new purchases, and we decided to highlight two that as we're processing, we're really excited about or have looked forward to. So I'm going to start with the two that I've processed for the annex. And so I bought, you know, I got to meet Jeff Sittner at TasselCon, mm-hmm. and he talked about his new book, In the Wild Light. And just hearing him talk about it sounded really interesting. I've read his other book, The Serpent King, and it's really good. He's like from the Gallatin area and still lives in this area. And so he incorporates a lot of details that I feel like we can relate to if you're familiar with White House.
I want to hear about this one because I'm just looking at it. I'm like hardly even listening to you because I'm looking at this book.
Yes. Okay. So this
because I love All the Light We Cannot See.
Well, that's why
I love that
book. I bought it. So I've actually never read that
book. Oh, man.
But I know that our is it our senior class?
AP Lit.
At
least they have for the past couple of years. I don't know. Yeah.
Our AP Lit class has read it. One of our teachers is really enthusiastic about it. And then,
it's a fantastic novel.
Yes. And so this, it's called Cloud Cuckoo Land by Anthony Doerr. And it's the same author from All the Light We Cannot See. So that's really like the main reason I bought it is because it was from that author. And that book is so well loved in this building.
Once we finish reading our books for the next episode for Native American History mm-hmm. Month.
You going to grab this one?
If it hasn't been checked out, that'll probably be the next book that I read.
It's kind of rare that I feel like you pull books from my library because it is smaller.
That's true.
And so.
That's true.
That's exciting.
But
for
that's
me.
we have different purposes for our libraries. Even though we both have books. I mean,
yes, it's true. But
you've got the space for the robotics practice field.
It's true. Yeah. So tell me about the books that you are excited
about. So I put
about.
Just about 50 books out there.
That's incredible.
And I've got 50 more ready to go. I'm just kind of waiting.
That's exciting.
And there'll be a couple rounds of that before school's over, so I'm excited about that. One that caught my eye as I was getting it ready was Google It, A History of Google.
Oh, okay, cool.
If for no other reason than just I use Google a lot. I have a Google Pixel phone. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we just...
As I sit here and record this on a Apple computer and have the iPad open. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like Google is a large part of my life, and so...
Sure.
That one just kind of caught my eye.
That'll be interesting, too. I mean, everyone uses it.
It's just such a massive business at this point.
Multiple times a day.
Right.
So.
And then the other one is two books. The newer one just came out, but they're called The Aurora Cycle.
Oh.
And that caught my eye, if for no other reason than it's just been a while since I've read some YA sci-fi.
Cool.
I think I read something last year called Nemesis that was very much a YA sci-fi. I read another one that was YA sci-fi, but it's been at least a year. I think mm-hmm. I read those in the fall.
Yeah.
It's been at least a year since I've read some YA sci-fi, and this one seems pretty popular.
Awesome.
So, yeah, if for no other reason than that, I was excited to get those out there.
Yeah, and I feel like that's just like skimming the surface of what we've bought. We've bought so many different
books. Yeah, like I
so
said.
So there are just all kinds of new books coming in.
I'll tell you what was exciting for me is I got those 50-ish books out there and like – within the day, five of them were brought in.
That's awesome.
To get checked out. And then more even the days after.
Yeah.
You know, it was fun. So like I said, I've got another round of probably 50-ish ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll happen three or four more times, hopefully, if the budget allows, before the end of the school year. So we can continue to get good books out there for
the kids.
That's
so exciting.
Yeah. So we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll just give a few more updates about what we got going on. Give you a few updates of things we've got going on. So obviously we have the podcast as one of the things that we do on a regular basis. And we've talked about our new YouTube channel, BDP Library, that we have going on. And mainly on there, we've been posting just 2 to 3 minute book talks about books, just to have those out there for our students to see, to just another way to browse the collection, mm-hmm. To try to find something interesting. However, I think for me, the end game, right? The ultimate goal with both this podcast and the YouTube channel is to have our student body participating in those things.
Absolutely.
Talking about books.
Mm-hmm.
That, for me, that's the end game, right?
Yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely.
And so on that journey, I talked to one of our freshman English teachers, Mrs. Denton, and I proposed the idea to her of doing book talks or audio recordings to play here on the podcast, as part of her next assignment for her independent reading. And she, without hesitation, was all in, which was really cool.
That's exciting.
So I spoke to her classes last week. And at the end of the month, we're going to have a ton of videoed book talks and mm-hmm. audio recorded readings. And I'm going to give an example of one in a second. I'll share the one that I played for them. That we'll be able to share. And it's, I mean, it optional for them if they wanted to share.
Right.
It's not mandatory. It'll be shared with their classes regardless, because it's kind of taking the place of another assignment that Ms. Denton would have done.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of going out to the public, either on the podcast or on YouTube, that was optional. But there seemed to be some decent interest in doing that, which was exciting
that
for me.
That is so exciting. Yes.
So that was kind of step one, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, maybe step one was having the podcast and YouTube channel, but that was step two in getting student involvement and talking about books.
I can't wait to hear what they come up with.
I'm really excited about it. So you can head over to our YouTube channel, BDP Library, to see some examples of the book talks that Ms. Watts and I have done. And so you can get an idea of what you'll be seeing from the students. But we haven't really done anything audio recording wise on the podcast. So I'm going to play an example of that here in a second. I will say that these ideas are adaptations of something that I saw at TasselCon, at the state conference. The session that I went to and the speaker was doing something much more intense with it than we're doing. But as we talked about then and continue to talk about going into that, you really want to take things and mm-hmm. find ways to make them fit what you're doing. And
right.
so I think for now, at least, this is a way to take what she was doing in her library with her students and make it work for what we've got.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take a quick break here from us talking so you can listen to just about a 2-minute passage from a book that I'm reading that I played as an example for the students in Mrs. Denton's class. Hi, my name is Coach Hill, and I'll be reading a passage from Apple, Skin to the Core by Eric Gansworth. Big Oma delivers a quick lesson in history and survival. In nearly every reservation home except ours, I see the carousel housing little containers of beads, often grouped according to color, a card with sewing needles of different sizes, scraps of cloth and leather, paper for patterns, pincushions, and scissors. We have a sewing basket, and my mother makes neat repairs and remounts missing buttons while watching Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, never sticking herself, even keeping her eyes mostly on the TV. I ask her once why she never does beadwork, never even keeps materials around for the possibility. She gets up and finds with no effort, in her piles of assorted belongings, a coffee can drum I made in elementary school. I decorated the can with construction paper to hide its Hillsboro's skin, run rawhide straps through two pieces of tanned hide, tying them tight, finally drawing Indian symbols in magic marker on the taut hide head, the place you would strike it to make the right sound. She says that would have never happened when she was in school. She brought home beadwork once, beadwork the new Res elementary school teacher had taught her class to do. Big Oma took it back and told the teacher if she'd wanted her children to learn backwards skills, she would have kept them useful at home to work gardens instead of sending them to school, where they could learn to be different people. The ghost of Pratt whispered lessons to her all the time. My mother could play the piano and sing harmony, but in her younger years, learned only hymns in service of the Baptist church Oms and Oma attended, to the point where the only socials she knew were those held after Sunday school, in service of the Lord. So I talked to Mrs. Denton's class about if you're choosing this as your option, that you need to pick a passage that is interesting and that really, really within these couple of minutes can give listeners an idea of what this whole book is about. So this book that I'm reading and that I'll talk about more at length next week. Well, you know, in school we learn about the genocide of Native Americans and the stripping of the lands of those peoples. What we don't learn about so much and kind of what this book is about a little bit is the stripping of their culture from them. And that's a heavy thing to read about. I'll talk about it more next week when we talk about our books that we're reading, because that's my book for Native American History Month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that conversation.
That passage that I just read, without reading the book, maybe it can be kind of hard, but there's a sentence in there that says, the ghost of Pratt or the whispers of Pratt or something. And that's in reference to a boarding school that Native American children were encouraged to attend. And the motto of that man, Pratt, I can't remember his first name, was kill the Indian, save the man. In other words, take their culture away from them, you know, and you'll be saving them by doing that. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the book, and I'm not finished with it yet, but a lot of the book is about that idea. So that's why I picked that passage, because I felt like it was the mom talking about how her mom wouldn't have stood for that because she felt like if they would have been making hide drums and such, that they would have been taking a step backwards and taking a step forwards, where taking a step forwards in this instance is removing their culture, because that's what she was taught. Mm-hmm. So that's why I picked that passage. And I'm looking forward to seeing what our students produce.
I think they're so creative.
They are.
I can't wait to see.
They are more creative than me for sure. So it'll be really cool to see what they have to say. But why don't you tell us what else we got going on?
Okay, so the last thing we have going on is a Madden tournament coming up on October 26th, right after school in the main library. It's going to be fun. We still have spots for people to sign up. And so we would love to get as many students involved as possible just to come hang out. We're going to have some snacks for purchase and our coffee bars will be open.
$25 gift card for the winner.
A $25 gift card for the winner. Yes. So just, you know, come play, hang out, and we'll celebrate Teentober with that Madden tournament.
Right. I mean, think about how many times you've told your friends, like, you could never beat me in Madden. Well, now's your chance to prove it.
I don't know how to play. I'll be serving the snacks. So we're excited about it. But right now it's time for us to check out. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at BDP_library. Check out our YouTube channel, BDP Library, for book talks and vlogs, and share us with a friend.
Check back with us every other Wednesday for the next episode of Overdue. Make time to read. Thanks for listening.